telephone network news, the point of the mission. Amid escalating fees for land transactions, government is being urged to speedily convert to a system that will make conveyance cheaper and less tedious. Currently, land transactions involve investigation and searches. But what has been proposed is to eliminate this with all transactions recorded on the title deed itself. During the Voice of Barbados' call-in program Down to Brass Tacks, Bar Association President Wilfred Abrams and moderator Tony Marshall said the new system is long overdue. Mr. Abrams noted that lawyers, like the public, want the new land legislation structure up and running as soon as possible. Princeton principal Barbara Harris says the institution is hoping to cut down on the number of untrained teachers in the primary school system. She says this academic year will see the institution offering a diploma in education targeting primary school teachers with degrees. Ms. Harris was speaking in advance of this year's graduation ceremony involving 115 students in a variety of disciplines. She added that with the implementation of the University College of Barbados, she's expecting an increase in numbers at the institution. There's a call for heavier taxes, bans on advertising, sale restrictions on tobacco and liquor companies to help reduce and control drug abuse on the island. It has come from President of the National Committee for the Prevention of Alcoholism and Drug Dependency, Pastor Victor Roach, during an address signaling the start of Drug Awareness Month. He says it's necessary to secure greater commitment from the United States and Europe to provide increased assistance, recognizing that alcohol and tobacco are gateway drugs. Pastor Roach also says regional governments are facing social upheaval and economic challenges directly related to drugs, and believes every effort must be made to protect and save young people. Caribbean Airlines, the carrier replacing BWIA, has taken to the skies in what its spokesperson has described as a smooth and sound launch. But according to the BBC's Tony Fraser, there are still issues surrounding the unionizing of the airline's workers. Four writers will be recognized for excellence at the 9th annual Frank Cullimore Literary Endowment Awards to be held at the Grand Salle on Saturday. The top three writers, or a list of more than 40 entrants, will share $20,000 in prizes at the Central Bank sponsored competition. At stake will be the Prime Minister's Award, presented to an entry that reflects on Barbadian culture and identity in an original, provocative way that deserves recognition and encouragement for quality writing. Chairman Andy Tate says the committee continues to be impressed by the consistently high standard of writing by many of the entrants. U.S. leaders, past and present, pay tribute to the 38th U.S. President Gerald Ford at a funeral service in Washington, D.C. President George W. Bush said the world had seen the best of America in Mr. Ford, who brought calm and healing to the nation after the Watergate scandal. After the funeral, the coffin was taken away for private family ceremony and burial near Mr. Ford's presidential library in his hometown of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21-gun salute rang out, and the military band played as Mr. Ford's coffin was carried down the steps of the Capitol and driven off to the National Cathedral. The streets were lined with people as his motorcade went past. George Bush Sr., the current president's father, spoke of a life indelibly marked by honor and integrity. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger said George Ford restored confidence in American institutions and its purposes. Jimmy Carter, who defeated Mr. Ford in 1976, also attended the service. Rescue workers in central parts of the United States are searching for stranded travelers after a major snowstorm caused chaos throughout the region. National Guard troops have been mobilized in several states, and aerial searches are underway in parts of Colorado and Kansas. The storm, which began last week, is thought to have caused the 12 deaths. Thousands of people are without electricity, and a state of emergency has been declared in Kansas and New Mexico. And finally, the Iraqi government has launched an inquiry into unofficial mobile phone footage showing the execution of former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. The footage showed him exchanging taunts and insults to witnesses at his hanging on Saturday. The video also showed the former leader being told to go to hell by someone attending the hanging. One of the trial prosecutors, who was also at the execution, said two top officials had mobiles with him. And that's the latest from Star Time Network News, the final edition. You can follow the latest all day, every day on VOD99.com. That's news at your convenience. For the Network News team, I'm Dennis Johnson. Good night. Last night I cried.
reservation, feel a patient. Lord help me, please tell me what I have gotten into. When my dreams might stay in my mind, it always helps me out. It's my therapy when I'm losing it, which is using me. Hey. I'm not in love, roller coaster. Nothing new, ain't nothing fancy. Nothing new was never good for me, for me. Okay, you're all in love, roller coaster.